sickness something something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Need my drink. Took a handful of peanuts and I forgot my beverage. Thank you, Richard. Get this out of the way real quick. Talk about yourselves. I owe you one. Took a bite and I started reaching around with my cup hand. It was in form of Coke can. If I was an action figure, that's what my hands would look like. Just, it would just fit Coke cans. Like, where'd my Coke go?
Like a Lego man.
Yeah, I'm a Lego man hands. I looked, I'm like, I forgot my drink. Thank you, Richard. It is time now. Oh, we're going to talk to Kevin Rowe later this morning. And you know the good thing about that is that Kevin's going to come in here and he told me, he goes, can't wait to come on the show next time. I'm like, why? So I'm going to flame all the other lawyers on. And I'm like, whoa, really?
What?
And he goes, yeah, I'm done. I'm done being nice. And he's going to flame like the husband and wife team. And,
oh.
Guy with no sleeves guy.
I can't see him.
Yeah, he said he was going to.
The answer, lawyer, lawyer.
Yeah, that's the only, yeah, that guy. Don't start singing his jingle. Kevin will kill you. The whole reason I said, yeah, you can come back. And he's got some thing he's doing for charity because they're always doing charity work. They're super philanthropic. But then he's like, I'm flaming all of them. I'm like, why? And he goes, husband and wife teams, they're up to some shady stuff.
Uh-oh. So,
yeah, he might get on this thing. And I'm just going to let him go. And then he'll go bananas. And then he'll get sued. And it'll be lawyer fights.
We need to have that.
I'm totally in on that. Oh, yeah. I don't think lawyers should not be allowed to sue each other. They should have to fight it out.
I agree. Totally agree.
They should not be allowed. Lawyers can't clog
honor
up
duels.
The legal system. You guys have the Esquire fights. Just go nuts, guys. He's got a golf tournament coming up here he wants to talk about. The 8th Annual Charity Golf Classic at McCormick Ranch Golf Club. That's right around the corner, April 30th. This is the thing for 3 years he's tried to get me to MC, and every year it's been a nightmare.
Didn't you show up 1 year?
No, I started to go, and he called me, and he goes, we're running about an hour and a half behind. And I'm like, I got someplace I actually have to go. And Caliendo was supposed to go with me, and Frank's like, I'm out. Like immediately upon that. I got a flight at 7:30.
I will say that's the one thing you've impressed upon Frank over all these years.
Stop being a dick.
Yeah. He's very short with people now. Nope,
well,
I'm out.
If the plan doesn't go as scheduled.
Toledo hasn't left his house.
Frank quits. I drove all the way to Frank's to do a podcast, and it's 35-minute drive for me. It's a pain in the ass to drive, but it's fun. It's fun. So I have fun doing it. The podcast, again, Saturday was great. And they're really good when we're in the building together.
Yes.
When we're on Zoom together, they stink to high heaven because Frank doesn't want to do it.
No. He doesn't engage.
And it's his podcast, yeah. So he just gets annoyed. So I drive all the way over there. We're meeting at 1 p.m. on a Saturday, 1 p.m. And I walk in, and I just see ghost death Frank face. And I'm like, what's up, man? Toledo hasn't even left the house yet. I said 1 o'clock. He just texted me and said, sorry, I forgot I had to pick my kid up at DQ. Which I think is accurate.
Next time will be Andy's.
And he goes, so he's still at home. We're not doing this. And I'm like, I drove all the way over here. He's going to be 30 minutes from now. Well, just wait.
I was already on the way.
What, you got a cake in the oven?
Toledo shows up at 1:21. I gave you 9 more minutes. He was ready to pull the plug. All right, my internet password for years was Frank Caliendo is difficult.
That was for the Podfathers.
Yeah, for everything I did with him. I tell him. Awesome. He'd go, what's the Wi-Fi password? And I'm like, it's F-R-A-N-K.
Okay, what? Okay.
C alien do is difficult.
Frank, you're a dick.
All the eyes are ones.
Yeah, if you want to hack.
Thanks
John's
for coming
stuff.
Over, but we're not anymore. Doing this.
I drove all the way. I didn't get a text or note. In fact, I got to the gate code at his place, and I'm like, what's the gate code? He gives it to me. And he could have told me right there, turn around. We're not doing it. We're done. I drive all the way in. I park. We're not doing this. Oh, for Christ's sake, man. But, yeah, we were supposed to do a little stuff for Kevin and Glenn and the Learn and Row team there, and Frank cut it. And it was kind of like, hey, guys, you can't go an hour and a half late
right
on a Friday evening when you just wanted us for 15 minutes, and now you're asking us to change our entire evening, especially a guy who's got to fly to a show. And then last year we were going to do it, but then, of course, COVID hit. So I'm hoping for a new pandemic in the next couple weeks because Kevin's going to hit me up today, I'm sure of it.
Coming out?
There you go. Because I'll do it, and then I got to ask Frank. Remember that thing we promised to do those guys 2 years ago? Well, them chickens is home. It's Tuesday. That means you can head to Hooters and check out the 11 lunch special starting at $8 each. Wash it down with an ice cold Budweiser at Hooters and say, hey, everybody at Hooters, just tick your glass. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, guys. Thanks for giving us the Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Scrabble Day.
I love Scrabble.
So
I haven't played that forever.
Play today? Yeah. Maybe I'll bring it up.
Love Scrabble.
Got a couple of basic
Q-A-T. That's the word you need to hang on to with Scrabble. Q-A-T. It's a monster. And you get stuck with that Q and no U, boom. I just gave you a whole bunch of points.
All right. What's it mean?
Don't know. Don't care.
Cot. Just know it's a word.
Yeah, cot is a great one. No U necessary with Q-A-T. There's a couple other little secrets that I haven't played for a little bit, but that's a keeper.
The five most common names
in
movie scripts. The five most common names in movie scripts.
Xander.
Nope.
I thought for sure.
John.
Michael.
Nope.
Kevin.
John Jacob.
Tony.
Wilhelmer Schmidt.
Jack.
Jack's a good one.
Frank. Sam. And Paul.
Huh.
Leonardo da Vinci struggled through his 20s and 30s. Didn't even get his big break and become famous until he did The Last Supper when he was 46.
No kidding. He was 46 when he hit it?
Yep.
That's impossible nowadays.
That's ancient.
To start something new. Even now. Yeah. Getting your life going at 46, you better have something underneath you. Very rarely does the 46-year-old man start a new thing, and it's good.
Right. By the way, your word cat.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It is a plant.
Oh.
Contains amphetamine.
Yeah.
That can make you hyperactive, manic, or even anxious, much like caffeine, and it can be very addictive.
Okay, I didn't say I use all my words in Scrabble. I've written down cocaine before, too. Doesn't mean I'm snorting it. Just you don't have to use every word.
Apparently you chew it.
Butt plug. Ah, oh, great. I'll be
Damn
right
it.
Back.
Here we go.
Here we go.
A website just analyzed the laziest days of the year from 2020 and found that last
all of
year,
yeah.
April 13th was the laziest day.
Because the world was closed.
Now,
we were closed.
Well, it was the day after Easter, so it's the Monday. And what they found was the other top five were all Mondays and most likely following a holiday. The second one was July 6th.
Or 6th.
Yeah.
Number three was June 22nd, the Monday after Father's Day.
They shut down again right around then.
Yeah, especially here, yeah.
We opened and closed again from, like in April we were completely closed. May we opened up a little bit. And then in June it's like, oh my God, what did we do? We
June was all boring for you, right, Brady?
Yeah, you couldn't move.
Yeah. Dormy.
You were locked down.
The laziest months of the year overall. August, October, and September.
August has no holidays. There's nothing to do in August. Nothing to plan around, nothing.
Some historians got together and said, this is one of these, you think you had it bad, or you think last year was bad. You didn't live in 536.
That's true. I can imagine things were a lot worse then. You know, no internet and all.
Little volcano erupted.
Sure.
In Iceland. And that ash plume that it sent up moved over to Europe and parts of Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And the year 536, it was dark for 14 to 18 months. No sun, killed the crops.
Wow.
They said 536, but that entire, basically 536 all the way up to 546, almost 10 years.
A decade?
Brutal decade. It was only dark for
a little over
a year. But the crops went down. Then the bubonic plague kicked in that year as well.
They had a tough go.
So they're comparing it, you know, the mortality rate. They're saying, you know, in the U.S. in this past year, the COVID was 1.8%. And 536, it was 40 to 60%.
Don't tell people that because now some jackass
<They're just> saying-
anti-masker is going to compare this to then. We didn't even shut down back then. People still had to go out and do their crops, even though there weren't any because of the ash. 40% mortality rate, and they didn't wear masks. They also died when they were 22.
You'd hear from an Irish guy in 536, 539, we didn't have bread for 3 years!
I would love that time machine to happen. A 536 guy shows up here.
You called it a pandemic. Could have seen what we did. We lost the sun for a full 12 months. We didn't know what day it was.
Well, if that's all, hey, how did they know what day it was? After about 2 months of no sun, You got no idea what's going
on. And their
sundial. That's made up. I'll tell you right now, that's a bunch of hooey. That's those Irish and those annoying people up there in Iceland were like, I don't know how long it's been there, but I'm guessing probably about 11 months, probably about 10 days.
They're pulling out the dead.
It's just like day. Toledo's kid thinks 6 weeks is enough time to be a manager. These guys, after 2 weeks, were like, I haven't seen a son since I don't know when. That's a good lyric. Someday, someone will do it. But not today. Anywho, I think the sun's gone. We don't know what days are anymore. One full year.
Oh, it was like Game of Thrones because winter was brutal here, too.
You don't know that.
They said the they have temperature according
they said,
to
again, you
science.
Don't know.
They have a temperature. Yeah, I trust their mercury. I trust their readings. 412 out there today.
According
to
their weather vane.
Right. According to a guy going, it's hot. That's all it was. They had no temperature gauges. Their weather
there
report.
You have it, 536.
There's a reason
ain't
why.
Ain't nothing.
Our weather goes, we've only been keeping records for 100 years because the thermometer on the side of Jed's barn wasn't as accurate as what we're working with right now.
Yeah, you were a witch in 536 if you knew what temperature
And you, I can do the math between Celsius and Fahrenheit. Burn that man!
And they go to a degree when they're talking about it. They're like, it was 2.5 degrees. I'm like, yeah,
you
okay.
Don't know that.
All right.
Burn the man who thinks he knows Celsius to Fahrenheit. No one can figure out that monstrosity of math.
What's this, an Asian?
He can do it real easy.
Still in 536?
Yeah, oh yeah, Asians came over and explained all that to him.
All I know,
you understand you're having trouble with Fahrenheit-Celsius conversion. A little bit. What's it to you? Simple as pie.
All I know, there's a bunch of people in
the. Who are you that can summon fire?
Where'd you come from, anyway?
Everyone's
place where the sun shines with those eyes squinting around like that.
Oh.
We don't have no sun no more. You can open your eyes, math wizard.
Oh, very good. I convert Fahrenheit to Celsius. The job is done.
Another reason.
I want to live in 536 and just intermingle everybody. Diversity. They were all about it. They didn't just slaughter the first guy that looked different. The sun disappeared on them for a year. They weren't reasonable. And they're trying to tell me their science. Their temperatures dropped like 10 degrees. Okay.
Horrible. People getting, you know, someone stealing from their place. Can you describe the guy? Too dark. You can't make
it. He did it in the dark because it's always dark outside.
Did they even have cops? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
In 536?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you one thing they didn't
do. Guys who beat you up if you did something wrong.
Goon squad.
Goon squads, yeah. I don't think they had, like,
it said in 536 they defunded the police. Yeah. That was a big, big move.
It worked out. The sun came back.
Another
accidental
reason why you
sorting.
Might... right.
Another reason why you might want to look into a Tesla. One of the options, if you say open bunghole
well,
in your Tesla.
These are reasons I want to buy a car.
Is that the
it opens up the charging point in the back. The for the USB.
I'm going to go out to Har's Tesla and we'll try that out today. David's got one.
You plug your Tesla in by USB?
No. Get a USB port for that?
Oh, no, for the plug-in, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. They've advanced those
USB,
things rather
man.
Quickly.
Holy cow.
Man, it charges on my cell phone cord?
No, I thought it opened up initially the little flip, you know, that would show you have a USB plug-in, but it's actually the big plug-in for the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're explaining that to yourself. We all got that.
Yeah.
You're just out
of his own story. Are you okay?
I was not okay on that.
No.
I had to work it out. I had to work it out.
Brett, so got to catch up on your own reading.
What did I just read? No, what did we learn here today, me?
And anything different?
He's looking at us like we're all like, we know. We get it.
There's a parent in New York that just filed a lawsuit to get the rights to marry their adult child.
Say again? Where?
In New York.
City?
A
state?
A parent that has remained nameless.
Oh.
Big deal. Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. I was going to say.
Something new.
Connecticut.
The lawsuit says it's a matter of individual autonomy.
Oh, boy.
Through the enduring bond of marriage. Two persons, whatever relationship they might otherwise have, can find a greater level of expression, intimacy, and spirituality.
This is where those Looney Tunes 10 years ago were right when they said, if we let the gays get married, what's next? And we're like, oh, settle down, nothing. Well, you know, marry dogs or your family. And like, oh, we're never going to do that. And now.
Well, guys marrying sex dolls and everything
right.
else.
And it made the, you made the loony people correct.
In New York, incest is a felony and gets you up to 4 years in prison. Plus, marriages with incest are voided.
Unless you're Woody
Allen. A lawyer right. who's an expert.
Unless you're the queen.
Well, yeah. that's not in New York, is it? What the hell's wrong with these two? Brett, let's go in another room and talk separately.
There's Queens, New York. Still a felony.
You just watched Coming to America.
This 68-year-old woman named Annette Edwards. She lives in Worcestershire, England. And she's a former model. Once was a Playboy bunny in the UK.
Oh.
And I guess the whole bunny thing really resonated with her because now she owns and breeds giant bunnies. She has one named Darius who's 4 feet, 4 inches long.
A bunny?
Yep. Which gave him the Guinness World Record for the world's largest rabbit. But sometime over this past weekend, someone stole Darius out of his enclosure in a Annette's farm. The cops say they're trying to track down the bunny.
A four-and-a-half-foot bunny.
Annette is offering $1,400 reward.
Not enough. Evidently, that bunny wasn't paying. You got $1,400 for the world's biggest rabbit.
You're not kidding.
You better. You lost your rabbit, lady. There must be something going on the freeway right now because there's way too much traffic on 52nd Street. My traffic and weather window is telling me. My 536, your 536 traffic and weather window.
Oh. I got a quick Wild America. That's Annette right there.
That's Annette?
Nice.
The bunny owner?
Yeah.
Look at the size of that rabbit.
Look at the carbonog.
It's a huge pointy teeth.
What rabbit?
Can leap for miles in the air.
I was looking at the cans over there. I'm sorry.
You're looking at her cans?
Yes. The picture that was up there earlier.
What?
Oh, he's looking at it.
Yeah, that one right there.
Bert.
Look at the cans.
Oh, Bert.
You clowns are looking at a rabbit. I'm looking at cans.
Well, one looks better than the other.
Yeah, I think I'd do the rabbit first. Maybe then. That's not her. That's just the one she was in, the Playboy she was in. Oh,
there you
no.
go, Brett. Feel better about
Brett.
That one?
Oh, no, not really.
Brett. Look at the bunny.
No.
So much better than the thing. That lady's not attractive. Oh. She's pointing to her. Did you see how she had her certificate out and her,
yes.
Her nipples were the pointers? Yuck.
I got a quick Wild America.
Okay. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America in Cincinnati. OH! Police got a call, numerous calls, about someone seeing monkeys in trees.
Uh-oh. On the loose.
It was just at the St. Joseph Cemetery in Cincinnati. Sure enough, they had some surveillance camera, and they checked it out, set up around the property. And you could see some, in the night vision, there were some...
There's some activity.
Looked like primates in trees.
No kidding.
Yeah. They called the Cincinnati Zoo. The zoo says all of our animals are intact, but we will help out if there. In fact, there's monkeys there.
Did they say that? Because I thought they said that the zoo said they were missing a couple.
No, not that I saw. Okay. The zoo said they're on standby and they'll help. If they need to try to get the monkeys, if in fact they are monkeys, there hasn't been confirmed. Looks pretty likely.
It is. Right, it's hard to confuse. That would
be my guess. Well, there are a lot of squirrels in trees, but usually they're not running around.
Then
at
that
night.
Person needs to be put away.
Pretty likely.
It's pretty likely. In Cincinnati,
in 2012,
some of those nocturnal meth heads that run around Cincinnati at night.
A law was enacted that basically, I think that was enacted after that big animal breakout in Ohio.
Remember that when there was like a tiger running around?
Yes, and that law banned restricted owning lions, tigers, bears, elephants.
Oh my!
Certain monkeys.
There wasn't a law in place prior to that. Elephant ownership.
Yeah, as long as you registered the owner and you had your cage and facility meets the qualifications.
You had a
standards.
Zoo.
Yeah.
So, but private ownership of an elephant, they needed to pass a law because some people didn't have the enclosure still had the elephant.
Yeah, the elephant in the open backyard, no gate.
Stampy.
Trouble. But to run down the monkeys you're allowed to own in Cincinnati, Capuchin or Capuchin.
Which is it?
Capuchin. I think either one can be accepted.
By who?
By zoo guys like me.
What about people who say it? Capuchin sounds like a drink.
It does, with extra frost.
Squirrel monkeys.
Frost. Make a leaf on it.
Yeah.
Marmosets. You can have a marmoset. Okay. Lemurs. So, could have been a couple of those.
Okay. I believe you. You're weird today. Go on. Is that it?
And that's your Wild America.
All right. Here's how Google
Here's how Google says Capuchin monkey. And it just dings.
Say it. Announce.
We have to click on the thing. No, your thing's broken. It just make that noise with your mouth.
That's
way people
off.
Know what you're talking about. That doesn't sound like it at all.
Capuchin.
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 Yeah. I'll never need this.
No.
In my life. Unless Angel starts working here again, because I always thought she was the size of one. How is a human being that little? What are you? A combination of a squirrel and Mishu, the world's smallest man?
Only the person that works here that I knew that was sponsored by Zildjian. I mean, all the
symbols all day long? I swear to God. You start playing Lady of Spain and she was nuts. She could grind that right out. She was an insanely little person. She's still around here?
Not here.
Not in the building. She's gone, right?
Denver.
Okay.
I thought she was here again.
Is she here again?
That's what I thought, but I could be mistaken.
Well, we wouldn't notice.
Just listen.
She's the smallest person I've ever seen. Go ahead.
Tim Inzano is his name. He's an artist. He's claiming to be an artist. And right now, he's been live streaming, locked in a room for 100 days. And that is the art. Oh, and he says
he's an idiot.
He'll do 5 years for $5 million.
Let's raise that money and keep this guy out of society.
Pictures of him in his room, but he's been in there for 100 days right now. And that's
okay.
Interesting art. We got a lady here that has an unusual condition, but Brett will like this.
Uh-oh.
Becca Butcher is her name. 23 years old.
Becca Butcher is from The Boys.
Yeah.
That's Butcher's ex-wife.
Well.
Wasn't her name Becca?
I think so.
This is made up, Brady.
She's from Barnsley, South Yorkshire, England. And she suffers from Poland syndrome.
She's stupid.
She has one boob. One boob.
She's got mono boob?
Yep.
And let's go to the film.
And she embraces it and says, I'm not changing a thing.
She won't put in a... Is it on just one side?
Is it centered?
No. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nice can.
Nice can.
It affects between 20,000 to 100,000. That's in between.
That's a pretty big
gap.
Yeah, gap
there.
It's pretty big.
So let's just go. It affects 20,000 people.
You'd think you'd have a number on that. Somewhere between 20 and 100,000. Who's looking? They're one-boobed ladies, natural one-boobers. Yeah. That's spectacular because the one that grew in is like a D.
20 to 100,000.
That's
plus or minus 80,000. You know,
right. Give or take.
There are 0 to 100,000 of these incidents.
In 536, there are 300,000.
It's a nice can.
It's a beautiful can.
Show your teat.
Now she's got to tell everybody she didn't have cancer. She'd be doing herself a major league favor, though, adding a second one that matched that.
Absolutely.
That's... Now she's got an OnlyFans page. Actually, she could do an OnlyFans. I want to see that thing on its own.
Then you get the variety. You get the natural or the fake, whichever one you want to roll with that day.
Yeah.
I'm liking this.
That's right. It's like having two ladies in one.
That's right.
You got this phony hard can over here and this milky soft good one over here.
Throw a 4-foot rabbit in there. You got something.
She's like Harvey Dent, only she's Harvey Two. One of them's different color. Put a black one in.
Got a couple of radio videos.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Look at this.
This is Poland syndrome.
For fellas.
It doesn't just mean breasts. It means
The pectoral
muscle. One
muscle is gone.
Not grown in at all.
So this is mostly male pictures. Thanks, Toledo.
Dudes.
Must have been going through your son's phone there. Yeah, so the nipple sort of grows.
Put female in there.
I like that the dudes stay in shape, though. Poland syndrome for a man. Wow, that's crazy. And it affects, as Brady said, 20 to 100,000
yeah.
people.
And here's all 20 of them.
Right. Give or take 80,000.
Give or take this massive number in between.
We haven't gotten it
we
right
haven't
for
counted.
Years.
We stopped at 18. I'm not going to lie to you. And we assume there's probably five times as many of that. Whoa. So Poland syndrome is now. So most of the stuff you're showing us here, Toledo. What's that one down there on the bottom? That looks like.
There's two cans there.
Did you see the Google eyes on those, though?
Yeah.
It screwed me up. It was a Where the Wild Things Are chest. It's mostly affecting guys, evidently. Because all the pictures are men, except that one.
That's her, obviously, post-surgery.
Yeah, you think? How dare you let yourself go? How dare you? You had one can the whole time. You get a second one put in, and then you put weight on.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you? You're not exploring life.
The nerve.
The nerve of you to turn into a weeble after. You kept it together with one.
God damn it.
How dare you?
The first radio video is this 18-year-old kid, the professional bowler. I don't know if you saw this one, but he picked up the 7-10 split.
He's
during
18?
A match on, yeah, it was on Sunday.
Wow. This was on TV?
Live on TV. It's only the fourth time it's ever happened in bowling.
That the
7-10
split has ever been covered on, wow.
On TV.
That's oh, nice. On TV. Yeah. Okay, I was like, wow.
I watched Winston. My man Wynn almost picked one up once.
To becoming a champion on this tour.
Let's listen to a little bowling
and
on the radio.
Especially winning a major. And
a good band name.
Is Anthony he the one down 52 point pins?
Yeah, he's getting crushed.
Well, he's rolling 7-10 splits. Oh, there it is. The dreaded 7-10.
7-10. Come on, man.
Come on,
Biden.
Man.
It's a Biden.
It is.
Get out there, man.
Come on. Okay, so
right
here comes
the
follow-up.
The 7-10, the 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Give or take 20 to 100,000.
Come on, kid, do it. Oh, he did it! He got the 7-10, Randy!
Oh,
my goodness, the ginger assassin! Just trust me,
man! The ginger assassin?
You bet!
That fat guy's name is the Ginger Assassin.
Yeah. Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe. You
wow.
will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
That's the only way you can do it is pick that other one around.
It came off
right?
of the bowling ball.
Insane.
Into the 7.
It is insane.
So is that guy.
You guys are that excited about that. It's neat, but calm down. It's the other guy's turn.
Oh, my God, the Ginger Assassin.
You get the nickname the Ginger Assassin, unless you're talking about, like, donuts.
The assassin was 50 yeah. points down.
The assassin was getting his ass kicked. The only thing he's assassinated recently is a plate of food.
The next radio video is a couple of schoolmates doing the merry-go-round challenge. It looks like... The one guy put his scooter wheel against the merry-go-round.
Bad news.
And the other buddy, hang on.
I haven't seen
as
this.
As fast as you get. Oh, it's pretty solid.
Harry Potter's about to go for a ride.
Oh, yeah. A little face rub.
Almost into Mr. Penguin.
Listen to these angels that can't breathe with their masks having fun with this dangerous.
Private school dicks in their uniforms.
That is a white kid's school if I've ever
totally.
Seen it.
The next one is a
that
little...
is the Prince Philip Training Academy.
Is.
Let's keep it all a uniform color. That would be lovely. Just don't run out. What color is your child, by the way? I'd love to ask that question.
Like current
blue-black?
Is it dark? Like, what are we talking about? Opaque? I can handle a little color, like sun or ginger.
You'll remember this trick, John. It's done a little different. But it's the same concept, but these parents decided to do it to their daughter. They take a tomato and they put pudding in the center of the tomato, blindfolder.
We'll see.
So then they go, we want you to stick
your finger out. Come here, put your finger in here. Let me Let's see if you
finger
can
the tomato,
it out.
Little
put your
girl.
Finger. Yeah. I'm gonna fit this
oh,
finger
man.
Out.
She's gonna
right?
be a stripper.
Try to figure what that is.
Get some mushroom butts.
Now bring the tomato out. Bring the dog in.
Oh, make it seem like you stuffed it up the dog.
That trauma is hilarious.
Yes, just ruin their daughter for the rest of her lives.
She's going to be a serial killer.
So the joke is to make your five-year-old think it just fingered the dog.
Fingered the dog.
Try to figure what that is.
Yeah, grandma and mom got into the wine early that day. And they're not telling her. The worst part is they're just laughing. You yeah. did it. We yeah. watched it.
You're the only one in the family that's ever done that.
All right, that's too cute. We need some girls getting hurt or something.
That's too cute.
Yeah, that's too cute.
What?
Little
what?
Girls and stuff on here. Who cares?
Little girls Man. With ants on their finger.
Man.
Just fingered a dog. What's cute about this?
It wasn't.
All right. You need the real thing.
Yeah.
Girls getting hurt with a cat involved can't be bad.
I'm coming in.
Oh, yeah.
She goes missing her teeth.
Yeah, now they'll do the flashback.
Oh! Virtual reality nightmare! She fell into the kitchen island playing with her Oculus. Oh.
Did her own,
coming in
hot. Her own curb stomp.
Coming in
oh,
hot.
Oh,
ow.
She curb stomped herself on her own kitchen island.
This the cat,
this cat just attacked that pretty girl.
Causes a bloody nose.
Oh my god!
But don't stop filming.
Yeah, always, by all means. Keep this on the grams.
And she's singing. Oh. Yeah. Your cat doesn't like you.
Yeah, didn't like your new nose job.
Yep.
Where's your old nose? Imagine how bad that would have been had she had her old nose. It stuck out two more inches. A girl with the no teeth is kind of solid.
Oh, here's another one.
All right. Last girl's getting
last
hurt.
Last one.
This is me after four mimosas.
This is me after eight mimosas.
This is me after two mimosas. This is me after, I think, six mimosas. This is me after seven mimosas.
This is me after two flights of mimosas.
Go. This is me.
This is me after all the flights of mimosas.
Okay.
Don't talk. I'm videoing. Oh shit.
Whoa.
Oh,
no,
hey. Oops. Uh-oh.
This is so bad.
This is bad. Is that dad? No, that's a kid. Oh, there it is. Look at that, John.
Hit the right button. Hope so.
Okay. Well,
oh,
yeah,
oh, so she's after the okay, after
she's
the
riding on
the
shoulder.
Look at
shoulder
that.
Ride.
Pretty face. That's her before.
And then after all the mimosas.
And then after all the mimosas.
If I heard the word mimosa one more time, I was going to strangle someone. Well, there you go. Thank you, girls getting hurt.
Brett can relate to that.
What?
Mimosas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brett's got broken hands. I wish Dago's getting hurt was an Instagram page. Getting boosties from the house. Cradle your hands together and give me a kick up to the top of the wall.
Thanks, Craig. Prick.
Weak Craig.
Still paying for this.
Weak Craig. Did Weak Craig offer to pay for any of your medical bills?
No, the cheap bass. No, I know.
He's the one who couldn't cradle you up for more than a second without dumping
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Craig Windsor, I'm calling your ass out.
Never wanted to go to the Shelby factory more than that day.
Now
I had a time machine. It used to be I'd go back and kill baby Hitler. Now I'd just go see Brett fall.
I think we're supposed to go back in June, I think.
To recreate the activity?
Well, I'm going to get that goddamn wall signed this time.
I
so
I want to get there beforehand so I can just see the B with the line going
yeah,
down the way down.
It's still on there.
No, I didn't make anything.
Oh, I thought you started the B.
No, I didn't even get that far. That's how strong he was.
You couldn't even get the first line of the B.
That wasn't even an attempt.
Great stuff. How good is the Shelby factory going back 6 months later?
I'm going to get my damn name
just
signed on that wall.
Just have someone do it for
no,
you.
No, I'm doing this.
Carol Shelby doesn't care.
He's dead.
I know. That's how much he doesn't care.
Why don't you just take that soft cast and just pin it up there?
I should. That's actually
That's
a good
actually
idea.
A really good idea. Except for the people at Shelby be like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Sign the wall, Rube. Along with all the other idiots.
We're going to wash it next week. So.
Do you sign the wall and then take a picture of your signature on the wall? That was the goal, wasn't it?
No, no. I was just going to sign the damn wall. But now I'm going to sign the wall and take a picture of it.
Or were you doing a TikTok and you're like singing while doing that?
Yeah, luckily I still got all my teeth left. Like that, I don't like that broad on there.
I don't like Monday. Tell me why.
We were singing that yesterday, joking around about Monday songs, and some guy goes, I can't believe you don't know what that song's about. It's about a little girl who started to pluck kids out at the, I guess it was a bus stop or something. We've talked about it before. She started shooting people. And
what?
Then,
really?
Yeah, the cops said, why did you do it? And she goes, I don't like Mondays. So then the Boomtown rest.
Oh, don't like Mondays. Do me why?
And I'm like, well, that's just proof that there isn't, that's worse than, that there's not one song about Monday that's decent. That's, yeah, I'd forgotten that that song's meaning was as dark as it is, which makes me hate that song even more. There's very few songs about like actual events where people slaughter someone else that I enjoy. Pop songs, like dark metal or something like that. But
pumped
really,
Pumped Up Kicks.
It's actually, yeah, Pumped Up Kicks, another one. When I found out that, I'm like, oh, well, this is depressing. It's all about shooting each other. But it wasn't about a singular incident, was it?
Right.
It was about a whole bunch of them.
Isn't, what about Helter Skelter?
Great song, but it was the original kind of almost thrash metal.
Yeah.
But there's a couple, but for the most part, and Helter Skelter, wasn't that written before?
I don't know.
Like
Manson, I thought Manson used it.
Manson thought it was his thing. Yeah. Hmm. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. But yeah, there's a few of them there. Because I think the Helter Skelter, I don't think the Beatles, I think they wrote that before Manson did his bad stuff.
I'm not sure. Yeah,
I don't remember, though. Maybe I'm off.
Either way, it's still associated at this point.
It's his. But the... but like songs about like, oh, this little girl said she shot all those people because she doesn't like Mondays. And Boomtown Rats is buying houses off of it.
Well, Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot is the same way.
Yeah, and I've looked at that kind of like, well, how dare you cash that check, really? I was inspired by it, so.
I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. I'm in escrow. I don't like Mondays.
Manson interpreted the lyrics from Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter was before. Yeah, I think they wrote that in like 66 too, right? Maybe 7. Wasn't it on the White Album?
Trying to find out.
Either way, I think.
Yeah.
Hey Man,
before
Nice Shot.
68 when Manson did it. It was when he had it, but the song was out for years.
That was the same for ESPN putting on Jock Jams.
Right. Yep. And I Don't Like Mondays is on Jock Jams.
That came first.
Yeah, of course it was. My God. Thank you, Hooters. There goes your Brady report.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.